This Friday, the Florida soccer team will host Florida Gulf Coast in first-round action of the NCAA tournament. This is the second consecutive year that the two teams will meet in the NCAA opening round. Last year, it was the Eagles' first time playing in the tournament, and the Gators beat them 3-0. Florida head coach Becky Burley says FGC is a well-prepared team, and that the Gators are looking forward to taking them on this year.
Well, we haven't played them this year, but we did play them last year in the same round, and you know, I think their coach does a good job of getting that team ready, so we don't take anybody for granted at this stage.
Burley compliments the Eagle players and team as a whole and says the team plays a similar style to that of the Gators.
They try to play similar to like we do. They're a possession-style team. He usually has a blend of a couple of international kids, so he's got one from Sweden who's pretty good, and I just think that they're all around just a good team.
Florida comes into the NCAA tournament playing some of its best soccer of late, after winning both the regular season and tournament SEC titles. And Burley credits the team's stamina and perseverance for this.
As long as we can keep that rolling, I mean, our offense is creating some great chances. Defensively, we've shut down a lot of good teams. And, you know, our fitness, I think, is really carrying us. It's pretty obvious that Karen Wirth has done a great job with our team compared to the teams that we're playing.
Florida is going into this NCAA game with some injuries. Burley hopes that defensive player and redshirt senior Catherine Williamson will be able to play some, but says that midfield senior Joe DeGrata is out indefinitely due to a concussion.
We are hoping to get Cat Williamson back, if at least for part of this game, possibly. Joe DeGrata is out. She sustained a concussion in the finals, so it's kind of a get one partially back and lose one.
Florida is ready to play, and according to Burley, they are preparing for this game as they have all their games this season.
You know, we're not even really talking about this as the NCAA tournament. We're sort of just dealing with preparation for a game just like we always have. And I think that's something that really fits this team's style of thinking.
You can tune into ESPN Radio 850-900 at 2:50 p.m. Friday for live coverage of the game.